mimics the grass, he's always greenery. A past chapter of scars that made my heart blacker. Cause we believe in us but not the dark matter. Equate substitute, chains up the root. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something through.
Support for This American Life comes from ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place where you can go that's designed to make hiring simple and smart. That place is ZipRecruiter, where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/American. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And from Squarespace, providing designer-crafted templates, mobile-friendly and e-commerce ready. For a free trial of your new website, visit squarespace.com/American and enter American. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is American Live.
Step one, you are currently in the custody of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection. You have been charged with a crime of illegal entry into the United States. Step two...
So, Kevin, who is this, and what is she reading?
So this is Rochelle Garza. She's an immigration attorney in Brownsville, Texas, and she's reading a flyer that was handed to some parents after they were separated from their children.
Kevin Seif is correspondent for The Washington Post.
And on the flyer, there's a phone number, basically, which is really the only lifeline they have to their children, the only way they can get information from the government about where their children are, how their children are doing.
And explain what she's trying to do.
She's trying to locate her client's child. So, you know, she represents a man who's detained in an immigration detention center who basically minutes after crossing the border was separated from his daughter.
How old is his daughter?
She's 12.
Okay, so let's figure out how we're supposed to do this. So, action one, call ICE. If you're in a detention facility, call this way. Okay, let's call the ORR parent hotline.
What is that, the ORR parent hotline?
So that's the phone number that you're supposed to call either as a parent or as an attorney to try to locate your child. I mean, it's really the most, when you look at this flyer, it's the most useful piece of information on it. So yeah, this is the number that Rochelle's about to call. So it starts in Spanish and then it switches to English.
You have reached the ORR National Call Center, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you are calling about a person traveling to the United States who is 18 years of age or older, please press 1. If you have a case manager's extension, please press 2. For all other calls, please press 3 or remain on the line and you will be connected with a case manager. Your call will be monitored for quality assurance.
Okay, so there's hold music and there's a phone tree. This all feels very like the most normal thing in the world.
Exactly. It's like you're trying to fix your cable.
So on this recording you made, an operator picks up after 6 minutes. Not that long, really.
Please wait as we connect.
Gracias por llamar a la línea de ayuda. Habla Alan. ¿Con quién tengo el gusto?
Hola, Alan. ¿Podemos hablar en inglés?
Yes, of course.
Okay, how are you doing, Alan?
Very good.
So my name is Rochelle Garza. I'm an attorney.
Okay.
I'm looking for my client's daughter. I called last week on the 11th of June, and I was told that I would be contacted by the shelter.
The shelter.
I haven't been contacted, and neither has my client.
Okay. What's the name of the minor?
So she gives the name of this girl to the operator, and he looks her up and finds her in the system.
I mean, what I can do is send the shelter inquiry again. I mean, because they usually do contact, but right now with the high volume of minors that are entering the United States, it's a little complicated for them.
Hey, Kevin, when he says the high volume of minors entering the United States, is that what's happening?
No. I mean, there is no surge of minors crossing the border. In fact, there are fewer people crossing the border than almost any time in the last decade. What there's a surge of is a surge of families being separated. And that's what's changed.
And that's why he's getting so many calls.
Right. There are children and parents who can't find each other.
Maybe there's a better way for us to do this. Can I send a letter to you or to the shelter somehow saying that I'm representing her father That way I can at least confirm, you know, where she is, and so I can go ahead and start working on her case.
Okay. For that, no. So basically we don't release the information to the shelter. We can't release the information to the public.
We don't release the information saying what shelter she's in, is what he's saying, right?
Right.
Due to safety concerns, safety purposes. But, I mean, I can, you know, type out a little bit of, like, the whatever you want to tell them to tell the shelter, and I can make sure they get the message. I don't know if that will work for you.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm just trying to figure out a way that I can explain that I'm an attorney and that I'm the attorney assisting the parent, and the parent has asked me to locate the child. So that way I can speak with her. Is there any email address that I can maybe send a letter of representation to, even if it's to someone at your office?
Give me one second.
I think that's one of the fundamental problems here is that they're making it really hard for her to establish that she is in fact representing a child.
And is the parent in the detention center?
Yes. I think you can probably see that in your system, right?
I can try to find them, but I was just asking.
Do you want me to confirm his name?
Huh?
Do you want me to confirm the dad's name? I can give that to you.
No, it's okay. No, I only have the information for the minors. I don't have for the adults. I mean, I can go to the ICE locator and find them, but...
This surprised me. Is he saying that his database lists the child and where the child is, but doesn't have the parent's name attached to that?
Yeah, I mean, he's telling Rochelle that he has no record of even that parent's name, let alone where that parent's located. I mean, and this, I think, is the biggest concern that lawyers have right now is there even a record in a government database of which child belongs to which parent? We don't know the answer to that question, but there are a lot of reasons, including this exchange, that would make us think that they don't. They don't know.
So again, so in the recording, he then heads off to try to answer her question about how she can get through to the daughter.
Okay. I mean, just give me one second so I can speak to my supervisor about this. Let's see. Let me ask, like, what else I can do for you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you mind holding on?
I do not
for
mind.
A little bit?
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
So Kevin, so on his computer screen, he actually has the information that she wants of where this girl is?
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying, that he has it, he knows where she is, but he can't give it to her.
Now, eventually, as this call goes on, the guy gives her an email address, but then it's just the same email address that's on the form that she has, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I kind of saw her just entirely deflated after he gave that address.